This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. China today released the details of its first carbon trading system to reduce carbon dioxide linked to climate change. More than 600 factories and building companies will participate in the Shenzhen region. It's sometimes called cap and trade. First, a limit on carbon output. Then, cleaner companies get to make money selling carbon credits to dirtier companies. Carbon trading has a spotty record. Critics say the big European Union effort has not worked well. Soon, China is expected to add transportation companies to its carbon trading system. And there's news Beijing is adding more than 50 miles worth of subway track by the end of next year. But will it really combat traffic, carbon dioxide, and other pollution? Marketplace's China Bureau Chief Rob Schmitz reports.
Just 5 years ago, the Beijing subway system was 70 miles long. Today, it's nearly four times that. But economics professor Zhao Jian at Beijing's Jiaotong University says it's going to take more than hundreds of miles of subway lines to solve Beijing's traffic problem.
The key to alleviating traffic and pollution in Beijing is to raise the cost of owning and using cars. As it stands, parking fees are very low and traffic tickets aren't that expensive. This needs to change.
A few years ago, a section of highway in Beijing had a traffic jam that lasted 10 days. This year, levels of air pollution in Beijing were the worst on record. Zhao says that's thanks, in part, to cheap cars and cheaper license plates. In Shanghai, on the other hand, a license plate typically costs as much as a car itself. And that's meant Shanghai, which has a bigger, more affluent population than Beijing, has half as many cars and is often spared Beijing's persistent toxic haze. In Shanghai, I'm Rob Schmitz for Marketplace.